One of the smartest and most hopeful nonfiction books I've read this year is called American Skin: Pop Culture, Big Business, and the End of White America. It's by Leon Winter. Winter's argument is that during the last century or so, and especially during the last 20 years, the growing cultural ubiquity of black performers in theater, in the movies, in advertising, everywhere, has made blackness itself an integral part of what it means to be American. Like it or not, and I like it, Winter says that culturally we are all at least a little bit black these days. I was so intrigued by this notion, I happened to mention it to Bob O'Mealy, a scholar who has written a lot about the African-American novelist Ralph Ellison. And O'Mealy told me that Ellison had proffered a similar idea 50 years ago. Which is not to say that Americans are all colorblind now or that some age of perfectly blissful racial harmony has dawned. In fact, in movie theaters lately, it's clear that caricatures of black-white cultural differences are fueling a whole genre of film comedy. The fish-out-of-water comedy has been a staple for years, everything from Crocodile Dundee to Legally Blonde. And for the last couple of decades, there have been occasional racial fish-out-of-water comedies, like Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy.
Hey, Randy, Morty, this is nice. I like this.
William?
Billy Ray.
In fact, almost all of Eddie Murphy's early hits in the 80s were racial fish-out-of-water comedies, like Beverly Hills Cop and 48 Hours. But right now, this genre seems to be exploding. There's Head of State, in which Chris Rock stumbles into the Democratic nomination for president.
What are your plans for Social Security?
Give it to old people.
You the man.
You the woman.
But more interesting and unprecedented are the new movies about whites plunged into black worlds.
Dang, why you doing this to a brother?
What? Did he just say brother?
No, he didn't.
There's the farce Malibu's Most Wanted, in which a ludicrous rich white kid tries to get down with the hip-hop homies.
You ain't black, and you can never be black.
Yeah, fool! What make you think you know what goes down up in the hood anyway, huh?
BET.
And last year, we had 8 Mile, in which Eminem, playing a character very much like himself, really does get down with the hip-hop homies. Or take Bringing Down the House, the comedy that stars Steve Martin and Queen Latifah, in which white squares and black hipsters invade and improve each other's worlds.
I did time, baby, but I ain't do the crime. Shoot, Roscoe cracked that dough, kicked it off the heezy and bounced.
What did you just say?
Most of these movies are farces, but I think the genre has some meaning and some redeeming social value because it shows that we now feel comfortable enough to joke about the cultural differences that remain between black and white Americans. And in the case of 8 Mile, I found it extraordinary and hopeful that the racial story was so secondary to issues of class and sex and competition. The fact that right now we hanker to tell and watch these stories about black people doing stereotypical white things and white people doing stereotypical black things is, I think, a measure of just how far racial integration has come in this country. Hollywood simply couldn't and wouldn't have produced these racial fish-out-of-water stories 50 years ago. And I'm hoping that 50 years from now, after we've elected a black president or two and black and white pop culture have blended and cross-fertilized even more thoroughly, that my grandchildren will look back at these movies as funny peculiar as much as funny ha-ha, quaint artifacts of the weird old days of the early 21st century. I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.